This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations said Friday, despite the coronavirus pandemic, the number of people fleeing war and persecution continued rising last year, with global displacement climbing to over 82 million, double the figure a decade ago. A fresh report from the UN Refugee Agency shows worldwide displacement figures swelled by around 3 million in 2020 after an already record-breaking year in 2019, leaving a full 1% of humanity uprooted and displaced. The report highlights how drawn-out crises like those in Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia, and Yemen are continuing to force people to flee, while eruptions of violence in places like Ethiopia and Mozambique are causing surging displacement. The fact that the numbers rose for the ninth straight year was all the more devastating because COVID-19 restrictions had been expected to limit displacement, according to experts. The UN agency found that by the end of 2020, a record 82.4 million people were living as refugees or asylum seekers, or in so-called internal displacement with their own countries, up from some 40 million in 2011. Iranians voted Friday in a presidential election in which ultra-conservative cleric Ibrahim Raisi is seen as all but certain to coast to victory after all serious rivals were barred from running. After a lackluster campaign, turnout was expected to fall to a new low in a country exhausted by punishing regime of U.S. economic sanctions that has dashed the hopes of many for a brighter future. The Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, cast the first vote in Tehran and then urged Iran's nearly 60 million eligible voters to follow suit before the scheduled close of polling at midnight local time. Results are expected Saturday. If no clear winner, there'll be a runoff on Friday next week. This is VOA News.